Welcome to Elite Insights on Elite Achievement. These mini episodes deliver quick, actionable ideas to help you lead with clarity, stay focused, and consistently make progress toward your goals. Why do so many decisions still flow through you, even with a capable team in place? There's a point where your role shifts from making all the decisions to designing how certain decisions get made. In last week's Think Like a CEO episode, Shirley Williani described what happens when that shift doesn't happen and how she realized she had become the bottleneck in her own business. She shared that after coming back from time away in the business, her team pulled her aside for a tough conversation. They told her they felt stuck, not because they didn't know what to do, but because she was involved in every decision. They didn't feel empowered to move forward without her. In her words, she realized she had become the bottleneck in her own business. Rather than staying involved in every decision, Shirley created a process. She established a decision matrix to help her team understand which decisions they could make without her. She said the decisions her team could make had two things in common. They were inconsequential and they were reversible. Decisions then get filtered through two questions. Is this decision reversible? And what are the consequences if we get it wrong? If a decision is inconsequential and reversible, her team is able to decide without her. If the decision is hard to reverse and the consequences are significant, that's when she stays involved or wants to be consulted. I recently experienced the power of the decision matrix. During my reflection and business planning, I realized how much more of my work now requires deep focus. I customize study group topics and workshops for my leadership partnerships based on what the team is experiencing. This work requires deeper, more strategic preparation. It's not just choosing from a topic list anymore. We had a system of reminders in place that worked for a long time, but as my business evolved, it became clear that system needed to evolve too. In order to keep serving my clients and doing the strategic work that supports business growth, I couldn't also be the one thinking about the timelines in my head. So I asked my team to start to meet without me. Their role is now to look ahead at the calendar, map out preparation timelines, and schedule the time for the work that requires my focus, both for client delivery and marketing. Creating a system that removes me from deciding when and allows my team to lead me feels freeing. This is a decision that is both inconsequential and reversible. If they get the preparation timelines slightly wrong, nothing breaks. We just need to adjust and move on. But if and when they get it right, it's significant. So as you think about your role this year, or if you found yourself frustrated that certain decisions still come to you, even with a capable team in place, it may be time to update how decisions get made. Thinking like a CEO isn't about making fewer decisions. It's being intentional about which decisions truly need you. Take a moment to decide how you will apply today's insight. What is one priority, decision, or action you will follow through on to consistently make progress toward your goals? This is where results come from. If this episode was useful, follow Elite Achievement to continue building clarity and execution into how you work.